You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support. This movie review also comes for subscribers at Time Lord level or above, an uncut, unedited, longer video version of the review. Become a subscriber and check it out.
Is it just me, or did I kind of love a disaster, action-packed Gerard Butler movie? I think I kind of did. What about you guys?
Yeah.
I went into this expecting for it to be a movie where Gerard Butler races against a comet with a pickup truck. That's what sold me on this. This is why I pitched it to one of us to do it. I was like, all right, well, Gerard Butler needs to pay rent in his condo. If you guys don't know, research his condo. It's beautiful. It makes up for his entire career. You'll be like, oh, I get it. That's why he did Angel Has Fallen. This movie was that, but not that.
This movie, Greenland, is the new disaster apocalypse movie with Gerard Butler and which I love her, Marina Baccarin, is that her name?
Yeah.
Firefly.
From Firefly, yeah.
Yeah.
And Deadpool,
that's right. Mostly Firefly. But they star as an estranged couple, and it really, the movie just like, right out of the gates, kind of tells you exactly what's happening, and it's pretty immediate, where there is a meteorite, or multiple meteors.
It's actually a comet.
It's a comet, that's right. Yep. It's a comet.
They make sure to point that out multiple times.
Multiple times. But this thing is becoming more and more serious by the hour, at least in the movie time frame, goes by. And you're left to think, as an audience member, we all probably assumed that, oh, this is going to be another like Armageddon or like an Angel Has Fallen, which is funny enough, the director, Rick Roman Way, I think this is his name, he directed Angel Has Fallen. Yeah. So it's like, oh, this is his second follow-up. Let's do an action-packed, crazy, you know, comet movie, whatever. But this is more in line with more of your Deep Impact, or in some regards, which I think is an underrated film, Knowing. And yeah. I was kind of taken aback by the humanity and honestly some of the acting in the movie from Greenland. And I kind of have to say, I kind of fucking loved this movie. So I think we're all on the same page, but let me introduce the other people who also fucking love this movie. We got Davey.
What the fuck?
We got Nathan.
Hey, Knowing is not a good movie, this is.
Knowing is a good movie until the last 15 minutes.
Sure, fine. And LaWayne.
How the hell is this a good Gerard Butler movie?
We will discuss that more during the review of Greenland. So, yeah, this is crazy because we were all talking to each other while we were watching this movie. And I watched this thinking, again, going into it, there's just going to be some bland action movie. But this movie is really focusing on the characters and what, like, legitimately and logistically and realistically, as much as possible, what would happen to regular people if this catastrophe was actually going to happen, minute by minute, hour by hour, and really within 2 days, because there is definitely a time limit to this movie as well. There are some things you have to kind of forgive the movie because it's like, oh, wow, they're really going from one part of the country over to another, like, country altogether and flying another one. Whatever, fine. I was starting to forgive the movie after a little while because, again, it's about comets that are going to destroy the Earth. But I was surprised that, you know, you look at the other disaster movies that are out there, like the aforementioned, you know, Deep Impact or Armageddon.
2012.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I really thought this was going to be 2012 because, like, estranged family and the kid and, like, but nah.
Yeah.
But what's interesting about those movies is that they tend to be more ensemble movies. There is multiple stories going on all at once. And this is really just focused on the three characters, the estranged couple, Gerard Butler and Marina Bakarin, and their kid, and who's also diabetic, which is also important. I'm glad that they utilize that well in the story itself.
He's got plot illness.
Wait, did he have diabetes? I wasn't quite clear. I wasn't clear on that throughout the movie. They didn't tell me that.
Did you not see Gerard Butler carry that bag of insulin throughout the entire movie?
Did you not see the number of fights that broke out over the fact that he had insulin? And yeah, no.
But I will say the thing that, because there were two moments, and I'll get to the first one later, but the second moment that made me go, oh, this movie's good, is they're in a car and the kid, like, is taking some, like, a comfort blanket out of his backpack and the insulin bag falls out. And I went, there it is. In like 45 minutes, it's going to be a whole thing about, like, oh, he doesn't have his insulin and the kid's going to be dead. No, 10 minutes later, and it sets off the plot. It is
the inciting incident for really everything that happens after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's actually important. It's not like it's just a throwaway thing.
Right.
I mean, it leads to the entire fracturing of the group. You know, they always tell you don't split the party, right? And they have no choice because that's how it goes. But one of the things that was the craziest about this for me is, I mean, he gets the presidential alert and I'm like, oh, it must be nice to get, you know, to have the magic thing that lets you not die with everybody else.
Yeah.
But aside from that, he's just a dude. He's right. Not a superhero like he is in a lot of his other stuff. Like, there's a fight in this that is ugly and stupid and brutal and clumsy.
And great.
There is nothing like any of the stuff that he's done in his other action movies, right? Like, you know, the Fallen movies. I mean, he's superhuman, right? I mean, like,
right.
The stuff he survives. But, like, in this, he's constantly injured, and he's constantly having to deal with stuff. And we talk a lot about Butler because, holy crap, how is he actually really this good? And it turns out if you let him just be a dude,
yeah,
and a Scottish one at that.
Yeah, if you don't make him cover up his accent.
If you just let him be, he turns out he's pretty good. And he's got crazy good chemistry with Miranda Bakarin, too.
Yeah.
It also helps that, with him being an everyman, he is starting to get in the older phase of his life where he's sort of looking more like fat Russell Crowe than he does look like.
I thought of him as Crowe too. Yeah,
exactly. I love this is something that, to your point, Luanne, that reminds me of Jeremy Solnar movies. The guy who did Green Room or Blue Ruin.
Blue Ruin.
Where they're not the smartest people in the world, and they're actually kind of inept for the situation, which makes it so much more tense. And to your point, the fact that Gerard Butler is actually playing an everyman, like, he's a... What is he? He's basically an architect.
He's a structural architect.
Yeah, he's a structural architect.
That's the only reason he gets the alert. It's just he has this specific skill set that he, like, specifically builds, like, skyscrapers, and they're like, fuck, we need someone who can do that. Gerard Butler? Sure. Like, it's...
Yeah, and there isn't some, like, third act, like, okay, we need to go on this skyscraper. He's like, well, I designed this thing, something like that. There's no bullshit like that.
Yeah.
No.
The thing that I really like about this movie is how much it grapples what it must be like to be chosen for that presidential alert.
And that is interesting. That is, like, that moment, and I was so happy the way that they handled that when he was notified that he has been chosen, because, again, it is completely random. It's almost like this is a side story in, like, Deep Impact of other people that weren't directly connected to the main plot. They're just like, oh, shit, I was selected. Fucking A. And then what they would do moving forward. And that was really cool that the other people that were their friends are just like, wait, why weren't we selected either? I'm like, I don't know. And that must have been so difficult. And I was really empathizing for Gerard Butler when there is a scene, we won't get into spoilers, but where he has to make a really tough decision not to help other people initially when they were selected. And it's a very immediate thing. Like, you have to be at the airport in 2 hours. Like, oh shit, we have to go, like, now. And yeah. It's really intense and really, like, startlingly, like, sad what happens.
Yeah, because that was the first moment of the movie, because that happens, like, 15, 20 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
That was the moment where I went, oh, shit, this is actually really good. All y'all were right.
What really gets me is it kind of reminds me of the old Twilight Zone episode, The Shelter.
Yes.
Where you have this guy who's completely prepped for when Doomsday falls. And, you know, all of his friends sort of laugh at him. It doesn't have that in common with it. But once shit hits the fan, everybody is just trying to get on that plane. And you understand why. There are a lot of intense situations that bring you even closer to the characters. I mean, there are scenes in this movie that are downright gut-wrenching. Mm-hmm. When I was expecting, like, I don't know, 30 minutes into it, Gerard Butler being like, I want to talk to the president, or some bullshit.
Right, right. It never goes above the character status. It never gets to a point to where it feels so outlandish that they're just, like, they're above the situation, just because the movie is focusing on them.
Right.
And that's what it feels like, the whole movie. Like, there are parts when main characters are left alone and, like, they have no idea what to do, and they have to rely on their wits and just somewhat of knowledge that they have of the situation. Like, especially with the mother, there's a very harrowing sequence I thought was, like, Jesus Christ, this is fucking traumatizing if that was actually happening to somebody. And she carries the scene very, very well. And what, like, ends up transpiring is really great, because it still shows, like, there's some kind of, you know, remnants of hope in civilization, even though everyone's going to fucking die.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing, too, is, like, the movie's not holding back. It's not like there is the spaceship going to the comet to, like, you know, Robert Duvall is going up there, like, let's, you know, blow this thing up, or, you know, Willis doing the same thing. But it's just like, this is happening. We can't do anything about it. The only thing we do is get underground. That's all we can do. And that's what the Greenland is also talking about, is that there is this, maybe this place in the middle of Greenland that they can get under a bunker and stay safe. So that's, like, what's basically driving the plot. But even to that, it feels like, it almost feels like Children of Men in a way. It's just like, I heard that's what it could be. That's our only, like, ounce of hope that we can rely on. And it's crazy that where it takes them, and they, you know, watch the movie and you'll see if they're fine or okay or not.
Yeah, but, and there are a lot of other great supporting performances that we see in here. Scott Glenn's in here for a little bit.
Yeah.
What's his name? Holt McCanney, is that the right name?
The pilot?
Yeah, from Mindhunter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking incredible in this movie for even the small bits that he's in.
And also, there is one quick thing about that actor. There's a really small moment where he's very clearly saying fuck and they ADR'd over it. And it was so funny to me. I thought that was... I had to rewind it because it was hilarious. Because they had to give the fuck to Scott Glenn, and I understand it.
Yep.
Yeah, and there's even a great, like, I guess you could say almost cameos from Judy Davis and David Dinmore, who played Roy in The Office. They have this, like, really nefarious couple, or at least, like, David...
You mean Hope Davis?
Dinman, yeah. I guess is his name.
Yeah, no, Hope Davis.
Hope Davis, yeah. That, like, that scene is extremely tense. And
oh, yeah.
Let's talk about real quick. I mean, I think even the kid did a great job.
Yeah.
With what he was given and, like, what he had to do. Is like, that was a pretty good child actor, I would say.
Well, the scene where he's with that couple that you were just talking about at the checkpoint.
I'm so glad that happened. The way that it turned out was like, fuck yes, this is taking it seriously. It's like, it's realistic and people are not stupid. They're smart. And, like, I kind of love this movie. Like, that's what, it was funny watching this movie. It felt like I kept saying that to myself, because I felt like it was like, this is going to get dumb at some point.
Yep.
And it kind of never did.
It kind of really does. I mean, there's little whatever, but one of the things that I found super interesting is their interaction with other people particularly when they're dealing with the military and medical personnel at various points through the movie, because the medical and military personnel are still operating as if there's going to be a tomorrow. They're still doing their job, right?
Yeah.
And there's even a point where Bakarin's character kind of almost Karens a little bit near the beginning. And the soldiers are like, dude, we don't, none of our family gets this, right? So oh, just shut up and get on the plane. You know, we can't, I don't know what's going to happen with anybody else I care about, but I got to get you on that plane. So can we get on with this? You know, it, watching them do that. And Butler has these weird little heroic moments. Again, they're not superhero things. There's a bit near the end where he's got everybody protected, right? There's an event that's happening and he gets them to shelter and realizes there's a dude that's in a car that's probably going to kill him.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's on fire. It's potentially going to explode or he's going to be incinerated. And he goes back out to help this dude. He doesn't have to.
But what's so great about that moment is that it's actually his own personal redemption.
Sure.
Because of something he did earlier in the film that he obviously has never done before.
Right.
And he had it for himself. He's personally having to redeem himself to like, I have to make up for what I right. have done. And like, and he doesn't say any of these things to anyone
no.
else. He doesn't say what he's done previously to his estranged wife. That's what's so great is like, it does actually a lot of more showing than telling in this movie.
The writing, the visual storytelling is super strong. It's again, way stronger than it should be for what this should have been. I mean, it sets everything up at the beginning. It doesn't tell you the stuff. You just watch it happen. You can tell what's going on with their relationship at the beginning. You can see it when he meets up with the father-in-law. You know,
yeah.
you know all of it. As soon as he walks in and Glenn looks at him like, why are you here on your own? You already know what's going on. It's just, also, as a quick aside, I was already like emotionally tied into this movie way more than I should have been. But there's a bit where Butler opens the refrigerator door at his father-in-law's house. And there's a sticker for the 173rd Airborne. And I lost it. My dad was in that unit in Vietnam.
Wow.
Fuck.
And he passed away like 2 weeks ago. And so I'm like, I am already completely invested in this movie. But I know what kind of guy Glenn's character is supposed to be just seeing that sticker on there, right? And there's another one out in the garage as well when they're having that confrontation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm already into this movie. This already getting a high rating, but holy God, that one, it's a little fucking thing, right? But like, I wasn't already attached to everyone else in this movie. And now there's this skeletal dude who could just as easily have been my dad for real. And it was just crazy to see that. And dude, we've all said it a million times. I fucking love this movie. This is so much better than it should be. And everybody should go see this goddamn thing as soon as possible, because Butler deserves to be seen being a good actor and being able to carry a movie and star in a movie, but not have to be the star of the movie, right? It's three stories a lot of the time, right? Everybody gets split up and things come together. He's the main character, but there's a bunch of stories going on. He doesn't have to carry the whole film, but he can, and it's kind of awesome.
It's funny how this movie ends up being the movie that we'd need right now. It's odd how it's an apocalyptic movie with, thankfully, I'm not going to get into politics or anything, but the world is going into, let's say, maybe a better place. And to some opinions, mainly my opinion, fuck Trump, but whatever. But
fuck Trump.
Yeah, obviously.
I think that's four votes all the way
good.
Around.
Yeah. So the fact that we get this movie, that it has this hope and this great care in characters, it is really almost blindsiding. Of just the way that like it presents itself that none of us were expecting. And I really applaud the way that it was, you know, again, written, how it was acted, and hell, even how it was shot. Like it also looks like a very good movie at the same time. But I think that's a good segue into going into the final thoughts, because I think we're all going to be on the same page about how much we really did enjoy this movie and in some regards, I kind of loved it. But Nathan, how about you go first for your final thoughts?
Yeah, I was set up with, I mean, I hate that reviewers do this, but seeing the trailer, you sort of like already know what jokes you're going to make, and none of them fucking apply here. This is a really well-made film. I'm just going to get into maybe a few tiny nitpicks. The CGI is not incredible in the like maybe 2 minutes that they show the comet, which insane that it's only 2 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
That you see the comet. And then the other thing is just, I felt like the ending almost felt like a studio note, like the tacked on ending. I felt like it was going to end maybe a minute before it did, and it would have been a lot stronger at that point. But this is almost what I would call a home run of a movie. This is one of the best disaster movies I've seen in a long time. If this didn't have Gerard Butler in it and was just, you slap in A24. No, even if it had Gerard Butler in here and you slapped on A24, people would be like, oh yeah, this is one of the best movies that has come out this year. Yeah. A24 is still killing it.
Yeah.
This is a 8 out of 10 insulin bags. Also, kid's name is Nathan. Every time that somebody would scream out, what if it was Nathan? My heart fucking sank.
Did you hear that quite a bit when you were a child, Nathan?
Yeah, all the time. That's for a later recording.
David, your final thoughts, please.
The biggest thing for me about the movie is that, yes, it is a disaster movie. It is technically an action film. None of the violence or carnage is ever fun. It is always horrifying, and it's always so impactful. Like, people get injured, people die, and we mentioned the moment where Gerard Butler goes to, like, save someone. For the rest of the movie, his arm is fucked, and it's just, it's little things like that. It's the Bruce Willis stepping on glass and having to pick it out and Die Hard. Like, there is something so much cooler about someone who can walk through the pain than someone who can't get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the slack for this review is literally just all of us one by one going, wait, what? This movie's awesome? And it's so funny. It's so fucking funny. Just seeing all of us kind of come to terms with it in our own ways of, oh God, gonna start this piece of shit. Wait, what the fuck? And it's just really good. It's really, really good. It is tense. It is impactful. Deep impactful. And the acting is all really good, and it has a lot to say about the world and about people, both good and bad, and I love that shit. The thing that I probably should have noticed is that the writer of this movie is the writer of Buried with Ryan Reynolds, which is a movie I fucking love.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Yeah, and because he has really not done anything that good or even watchable since, but this movie feels so much like that film in that it is restrained and nuanced and is wringing a performance out of someone that at that time had kind of been neglected or thought to just be making shit. So I'm going to give Greenland 8 out of 10 quotes by Mr. Rogers saying, look for the helpers. Because that, if anything, is the thesis of this film.
That's well done. Luane, your final thoughts, please.
I was going to joke because we've been doing the end of the year thing, right? You know, so Chris has been having our top five, and I was going to make a joke about this movie. Like, I hadn't seen it yet, so maybe it would have been on my list. And you know, haha to Gerard Butler. And it might just have been maybe not in that top five, but it definitely would have been up there. I really haven't connected with an action movie or a disaster movie like this maybe ever. There's little things. There's little things that have to happen and stuff like that, and I get that. But, man, overall, this dude, I'm getting choked up just talking about it. It's ridiculous. This thing is 4 out of 5 magic bracelets.
I think that everyone touched on really interesting things about this, like the restraint, Davey, that you were talking about, that the movie has, the characters that it really takes care of rather than exploiting because they need fodder for the movie to like have people killed. Like every character that you encounter, you actually end up really caring about, even for how small of a character that they are in the movie. And I did notice in finding myself, I was like, I don't know if they're going to survive. Like, I was actually starting to question these things. And I'm not going to say if they do or don't, but what's really powerful about this movie is that it does make you question that, where you, with other movies, you know more or less that everything is going to be okay and most of your main cast members are going to be fine. But in this one, it really does have you question, which is very tense and concerning, and it ultimately makes you care about the characters and the movie and the story itself. So with that, I think Greenland, it does something that I think that against all odds really surpassed expectations for all of us. And I would be remiss not to say to give it a high rating. I definitely want to give it like an 8.5 out of 10. Oh God. Backs of trucks that you maybe should not get in, but maybe should, I don't know, go to Canada, whatever. It doesn't really matter, but it's not like we're making, I believe that we're not making light of this. This is not something like, oh, this is a fun genre movie. This is genuinely a good film that people should actually watch rather than just like, oh, it's like another Armageddon, no big deal. This is something that is like, no, this is up there with some of the like the top 10 movies of the year, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with that, I am quite surprised that they were able to pull this off, but I am also very happy that we got to watch this together, even though as baffling it as it was watching it and then realizing like, holy shit.
This feels like a weird dream I had while watching a shitty Gerard Butler movie called Greenland that I'm later about to wake up from and be like, huh, you know, this movie wasn't all that great. I guess it's time for a review, guys. No, this, oh my God. Choked up is the right word.
Yeah. Choked up indeed. Yeah. And man, this is this will go down as I think you were saying this earlier, Nathan, is like, this is definitely a case of don't judge a book by its cover with the trailer.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah. We were wrong.
We were wrong, and they were right, and this was a great movie.